FM 89.9 KMOJ, looking at 30 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock in the Twin Cities. And right now in the Twin Cities, we're talking about gray skies and cloudy all day. It's been doing nothing but raining, but at the same time, that's still all good because it's washing all that nonsense down the road, if you know what I'm saying. Walter Q-Bear Banks Jr. got you on the afternoon drive, taking you where you're going to. It might be where you just came from. That number one question is, where you been, huh? Where you been? And also letting you know, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line, I got Senator Tina Smith. I like to say good early afternoon, and how are you doing?
Oh, thank you, Q-Bear. I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be talking with you. I'm here in Washington, but first, I want to just give you a huge congratulations for being inducted into the Minnesota Broadcasters Hall of Fame. 45 years in the business. That's pretty impressive.
Man, I am loving every minute and every bit of it. I'm one of those that, you know, it's like I was explaining to them, I'm just glad to see someone thought enough of some of the things that I do that decide to put my name on a piece of paper and say, I think he's worthy of this or worthy of that. And at the same time, you know, it's like, man, it's an honor and a pleasure. And I still we still got a lot more to do. So let me add
yes,
that in
there. Yes, we do. So, I know, that's so true. We have so much to do. But I just want to say, I mean, you know, the work that you do and what an institution KMOJ is in the community is, I just feel like it's a sign of the of respect for your accomplishments and the knitting together in community that you do all the time. So it's great.
Yeah. Well, let me ask and throw a couple of questions at you and see where you're sitting and how you're feeling on where you're at, because there's a few things that are on the table when it comes to the political side of voting and non-voting and that aspect of it. And before we end, I'm going to ask you, how do you think Washington, D.C. and United States as a total is doing? But even before that, we're going to get to some of the side spots of what's happening. And one of them is affordable housing and home ownership. Can you speak to it a little bit about where you're at and what's going on with that aspect of it?
Well, you know, I start from the place that if you don't have a safe, affordable, decent place to live, nothing else in your life works, not your job, your family, not your health, nothing works. And we have a real crisis of housing that is affordable for regular folks in the Twin Cities, in Minneapolis, and really all over the country. Whether you want to rent or whether, especially if you're trying to find a place that you can afford to buy, it's really a challenge. So question is, what do we do about this? How can we help to increase the supply of housing? And also, how do we protect the housing stock that we have in communities like North Minneapolis, where, you know, a lot of the housing stock has been there for a long time, and it's in need of repair and preservation? So a couple things that I've been working on that I think will help. One, I really think we need to do something about these big companies that are coming in. They might be, you know, private equity or other big companies that are coming in and buying up houses so that they're not available for regular people to buy, and then they're turning them into rental housing. And a lot of times we've heard from folks in the community that they are not taking care of those houses, and they start to degrade, and that's a big problem. I want to just shout out to Attorney General Ellison, who is working on this issue, and I'm also working on this issue at the federal level to stop that. What I want to do is to tax those big companies that are buying up houses and use that money to help build and preserve housing for people around the country, because we've got to do something to add to the housing that's available for people to buy and to rent.
Yeah, because if you look at the point of the home ownership and buying into it, and then they're switching them over into rental property as well, but then the prices on them are so high to where the average person almost cannot, if not cannot, even afford to even grow up and stay in the neighborhood that they grew up in.
Well, and that's right. And, you know, we saw, I think about what we saw on the north side, in particular in 2008 when the housing crisis happened. And a lot of people, you know, let's be honest, a lot of those communities, black and brown communities, were taken advantage of. They were in risky mortgages that they really couldn't afford, and then they lost their homes, and there was this huge turnover in home ownership that happened when that financial crisis hit back in 2008 and 2009. And this is happening in a community where we know the the gap between home ownership for white families and for black families in Minneapolis and in the Twin Cities is one of the biggest in the country. So this is something that is, if you don't have a chance to own your own home, that's how most people in this country build wealth that they can then pass, you know, take to take care of themselves as they grow older and also to pass on to their families. So it's kind of fundamental, if you ask me.
No doubt, no doubt. And also, let's slide a little bit over into the black business and ownership.
Yeah.
And then even beyond that, the wealth building, because those are two different things, but they look similar when you really look at, you know, trying to build and trying to build and trying to build. But then at the same time, I know you're doing some work in that area. So talk to us.
Well, I was really, it's funny, this is on my mind because as I was flying back to Washington yesterday morning, who do I run into in the airport but the great Shaletta Bundridge, who was on her way to a conference. She's been doing so much work around black entrepreneurship and helping to break down some of the barriers that we see that just make it impossible or virtually so hard for black entrepreneurs to get access to capital and the other things that you need in order to be able to build a business. And I consider her a really great partner to me as I do this work at the federal level, along with great organizations like Aon and the Twin Cities that have just done such great work. One thing I want to tell people about is that I recently got money for the African Career Education and Resource Think. It's called ACER. I did this with Senator Klobuchar, which is basically this is a support for this organization to do their work helping local entrepreneurs build their business and get training and get advice on, like, how do I put together a business plan and how do I find good commercial space for my maybe small restaurant or bakery. And I'm very excited about the work that ACER is doing, and it was great to be able to support that with bringing some of those federal tax dollars back to Minnesota.
No doubt. And then also let's lean over a little bit into when it comes to our youth, because this is one of the things that a lot of times we tend to be so busy sometimes to where we don't turn around and look back to say to the youth, come on forward with us and let's work this thing together. So when we're talking about the youth itself and at large, talk to us when it comes to that.
Well, so many families have so many things going on. They're so busy. And I think a lot, like I know their parents think a lot about how do we make sure that teens, and I'm very focused on folks in their teenage years, that they have a good place to go and access to maybe some, you know, career counseling or even job training when they're not in school, so that they are getting the kind of support that they need. And there's a couple of projects that I've been supporting that I'm excited about. One is in Brooklyn Park, and it's to help expand the Zanewood Center, which is there to serve teens and families with support services and some training around workforce development. And then the other is the Boys and Girls Clubs which is their East Side location over in St. Paul. $1 million that we got them to build out their workforce development center. So, you know, what that looks like is a place where 15 or 16 or 17-year-old who doesn't have any idea what they might want to do when they grow up, I mean, that's where I was, can get some training and get some exploration into what the career opportunities might be for them. Whether they end up going to college or whether they end up finding something that they love to do that doesn't require a college degree, getting that exposure, especially when you're a teenager, is just a huge opportunity. I'm excited to be able to support those things.
No doubt. And ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Senator Tina Smith and in Washington, D.C., at the Capitol as we speak, and making some numbers and some changes and being that strong voice to represent the state of Minnesota. Now, this is a little different kind of question I'm finna throw at you here. Because because it's like you know Minnesota and you know how it looks and you know what goes on. But even when you get to Washington, D.C., it's a whole different demographics, a whole different set of mechanics. You can look even on the right side of the Capitol itself and see a whole different demographics as things taking place. But when I say to you, and I said early on about the United States of Minnesota, where do you see us when it comes to a lot of the craziness and a lot of the nonsense that's elevating as we speak, not just coming from off the streets, but in the Capitol as well? when it comes to one side not being able to talk to the other side.
Well, you know, maybe you've heard me say this to you, Bear, but I sometimes say that patience is a virtue. It's just not my virtue. And I get frustrated by the shenanigans and the back and forth and the, you know, it seems to me that when you're here in Washington representing your state, this is how I feel, that I should be in the business of listening to people at home and then trying to figure out how to solve problems. And sometimes it feels like that kind of gets lost in the shuffle here in the Capitol. I mean, this week is a pretty perfect example of that. We're engaged in an impeachment of the Secretary for Homeland Security. He has done no impeachable offense. It's just purely political shenanigans, and it's just a complete waste of time. And, you know, we'll defeat it, and the Democrats will defeat it, and we'll be able to, I hope, move on to doing more important work. But I don't know, I just try to stay grounded in the people that I represent in Minnesota and not getting too caught up in all of the back and forth here, because it just feels so counterproductive and so useless a lot of the time. But, you know, at the same time, I'm optimistic because I see every day, like the project that I was just describing to you, Q-Bear, where we're bringing resources back to Minnesota, we're making a difference, we're making improvements. And, you know, I don't know, but I think it's a real possibility that when we get through these elections in November, that we will be adding two African-American women to the United States Senate, which would be a really, really big deal. And so the level of representation is changing here in the Senate, not fast enough, but it's changing. And that gives me a lot of hope. And it's why voting is so important.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I want to say, you know, continue to keep your feet grounded to the concrete, because, you know, if you get too high with it, it causes your mind to elevate into a different space. And keep doing what you're doing, because I'm telling you, it does make a difference. Sometimes I know when you go and you sit at those meetings and you have those conversations, and then you say to yourself, are they listening to me? And somebody somewhere is listening. Just know that. All right.
I appreciate that. Well, and I always know that whenever I come home that I have a chance to talk to people and kind of get regrounded. And that's why I feel about talking with you. So anytime, I love having a chance to visit with you. And I hope everyone stays safe out there.
No doubt, no doubt.
Stay dry. Seems like a wet day, so stay dry, too.
Oh, it's going to be wet for the next couple of days. So enjoy that weather you got over there.
Thanks, Q-Bear.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, none other than Senator Tina Smith, and representing the state of Minnesota, the great state of Minnesota, in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol. And I just want to say, man, it's a beautiful thing to just have the opportunity, and opportunities does exist. We got to just keep pushing that positive foot forward. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ.